This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Viraj.
Frida Liu.
It is 12.04 on this Tuesday. What date is it? The 10th of December, 2019. We are going to be with you all the way through until around 1 o'clock. And if you'd like to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter and Instagram is
BFM Radio.
It is at BFM Radio. Just catching you off guard, seeing what she's paying attention for today. Right, today's topic of discussion, we're going to be talking about perks. The entire show is based around perks. You might say we're feeling a little bit perky. So the reason we're talking about this is we picked up a press release from PwC just the other day. And what they have done is something quite remarkable. They've announced various enhancements to what they call their Flex Plus program for workplace flexibility and family-friendly practices. They want to focus on well-being and flexibility at work and cater to the varied needs of its people. One of the big things that they've highlighted is the enhanced paternity leave of 30 days to encourage fathers in PwC to play a more active role in parenting and share responsibilities in taking care of their newborn.
Well done.
We think this is great. BFM currently offers 10 days of paternity leave, which is already good.
For an SME
is already very good. PwC do have a whole bunch of other benefits, which we will be talking about as well throughout the show. But also, we have amazing perks, 16 companies that have amazing employee perks. There's a bunch of US companies, there's some European companies in there. But then, to wrap things up... Arvind, of course, has brought to the table the dark horse or the dark side of corporate perks.
Yeah, I mean, you have to end on a high note.
Of course, and that's why we bring you in.
Yeah, for sure.
To sing like a nightingale, so to speak. So the question we're asking you guys is, what perks does your company provide and what do you think could be improved amongst those perks? And as I said to Frida earlier on, you don't have to name your company if you don't want to. But if you do, we won't take umbrage. You know, we will mention them if you want us to. Mm-hmm. You can also stay anonymous if you'd like to get in touch. 018-789-8899.
Especially if it's something good.
If it's something good. Right, so let's quickly run through some of these benefits from PwC. So this Flex Benefits thing that they've introduced is it provides employees the option to claim for various expenses within the scope of, one, lifestyle, which covers, amongst others, leisure travel, fitness, workplace ergonomics tools, so your mice and your kind of mice mats with the raised thing, your chairs, childcare center fees, purchase of baby gear such as car seats, personal development courses, and then they have Medical Plus, which covers specialist outpatient treatment, physiotherapy, and maternity-related expenses, including fertility treatments. Yeah. Flex Med, which allows medical leave to be taken without needing to produce a medical chip, which I think is a very smart thing to do. There's nothing worse than when you know you have a flu or something contagious.
And all you need is sleep.
All you need is sleep and maybe some water and some lemon juice and vitamin C and all that kind of stuff. You don't need to be going elsewhere just to get a chop to bring back to give to your office because it's not going to help anybody. An additional day off for employees on their birthday to celebrate this personal special occasion. I think that's something that should be introduced to every company. I've always thought that. But they also have these ongoing things, some of the existing flexible work practices and family-friendly benefits. They have this thing called Rest and Refresh, which is a firm-wide block leave at least a week that happens during the year-end period, generally during the Christmas period and New Year's Day. Also happens in the UK, that I can tell you that. Flex Fridays, every second Friday of the month, employees are allowed to leave at 12:30 p.m.
Great.
Unlike a compressed work week in other organizations. Flex Wear, employees can dress for the day any day of the week depending on their work commitments unless they're required to see clients who have a more formal dress code. Pretty much wear what you want. Flex Space, the option to work from outside the office when the situation calls for it. For instance, working from home to oversee house repairs or renovation. Makes sense,
right?
You see. Flex mum. Mothers are eligible for paid maternity leave for a maximum of 90 consecutive calendar days. And with flex mum, they can opt to apply for a shorter maternity leave period and flex the remaining days to flex mum leave. And a reduced work week. Employees can choose to work a shorter work week from 2.5 to 4 days a week, which allows them to spend time on things that are meaningful to them, whether it's spending more time with their children or taking care of aging parents. PwC, standing head and shoulders above some companies here in Malaysia then, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's people out there who are listening right now saying, well, our company does things better, or they don't do things as good, or I wish our company did as well as some of these things do. I think here at BFM, we have it pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
Some of our perks, of course, we have a fairly robust flexi-time system. Mm. If you get your work done and in, then you can not necessarily leave as and when you want, but you won't be frowned upon if you do leave the office as long as your work is in place. Mm-hmm. There's none of that kind of stink eye that some offices give you if you leave, you know, before the 9-to-5 bell has kind of gone off.
Because we don't have a 9-to-5.
Because we don't have a 9-to-5 job. You know, our work is very different.
We're sort of fresh from a company trip.
We're fresh from a very good company trip. Mm-hmm. We've, you know, like we said, 10 days paternity leave. I think there's all kinds of stuff that it's just the culture as well makes you feel very comfortable about working here.
And
most of us dressed down to a degree.
The flex wear, I was going to say. Yeah, the moment I saw the flex wear.
Unless we have a high corporate client or something, and then we will dress up. A couple of rules: don't wear sandals, don't wear shorts, don't wear hats.
Right.
That's about as far as it goes.
It's pretty simple.
Go on.
It's nice that a company like PwC or like a bigger company does things like this, because it's okay if the smaller companies do it, but then no one's going to pay attention. Because if you're an SME or startup, then most people go like, yeah, that's startup culture. You know, that's just how they operate. But when bigger corporates and corporations and companies that have a name have been around for like a long, long time, like PwC, when they sort of become trendsetters, or they show the way that you can be in a professional environment and you can do professional work, you can be highly accomplished people with lots of studies and education behind you, but then dress down to work and be comfortable and, you know, have all these perks and benefits as well, then other companies will take notice and go like, if they can do it, why not we do it? People in the oil and gas, people in other industries will look at them and go like, yeah, maybe we can follow. Maybe it's time we change our policies a bit as well.
Okay, I beg to differ, because like, I used to work for an MNC, right, which had the best, one of the best perks, right? And that's the thing, right? You hear, this is great stuff that PwC is doing, and you hear mostly the large MNCs doing this, right? The international companies that do this, and you don't hear enough of the SMEs doing it. I'm not talking about startups, huh? I'm talking about your manufacturing association, the SMEs that run. They don't, you know, like this frown upon, why are you not working 9-to-5? That is 80 to 90% of our economy, right? Dependent on the SME space, right? And that's not very encouraging of people wanting to have more flexibility in the workplace. So, you know, you hear these companies, which is great, right? But they're the usual suspects. This has been something that, you know, these MNCs have been doing for 15, 20 years. I mean, back in the day when I was working for the MNC, and every year we decide how a package goes. So whether it's dental, do I want to have higher dental? This year I'm going to get a crown.
Yep.
I'm going to increase my coverage for dental. I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to, you know, change the benefits to suit me on a yearly basis.
Like the point system.
The point system. So you decide in different life stages, which is great, right? Not enough of these companies are doing it. I'm talking about the SMEs. We need to hear more of that flexibility happening in these organizations.
I think it's also because what I think is the SMEs don't do it because they are afraid of people abusing their culture.
For sure.
Because, you know, you have like big MNCs doing it, you have like startups doing it, you have people who sort of respect the culture and go like, yeah, okay, I'll put the work in and then I'll get the flexi hours. Maybe employers are worried that if you give them flexi hours, people will just start coming in like 3 hours a day and abuse the perks that they're getting.
So you want to work on the basis of trust, right? Don't you want to trust your employees, and don't your employees want to trust you? That is the basis of it, that you you have deliverables, deliver.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you deliver it or when you do it, just deliver it on time, right? And that should be, I trust you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't, that's the question, right? Mm. That is the bigger issue. You want deliverables. Are you measuring on attendance? Because you can, all of us were at work yesterday, right? You know, a little bit happier from the weekend. And I was saying that everybody's present, but no one's really here.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So are you applauding people for attendance or are you applauding people for engagement?
Okay.
Right?
That's where we stand, folks. Let us know what you think. What perks do your company offer? What do you think could be improved? Do let us know. We'll have a music break now from Mac DeMarco with Ode to Viceroy. Come back, we'll give some feedback from you guys, a little bit more of a chat about this, and then a little bit later on, moving on to some amazing perks from 16 companies that have some wonderful employee perks. Don't go anywhere. You are tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
I'm Vinny Braj.
We're talking about perks. Perks of the job. That's our question we're asking you. What perks does your company provide, and what could be improved? Asking you to give us some feedback after we found this press release from PwC. They've added a whole bunch of stuff to their Flex Plus program. One of those things is an enhanced paternity leave of 30 days, Flex Benefits, which covers lifestyle claims, including leisure travel, fitness, workplace ergonomic tools, childcare. There's a whole bunch of things. Mm-hmm. You can claim for all of these things. Wonderful stuff. Mm. A couple of messages we've got. One on WhatsApp, one on Twitter, and I've got one here over on Insta Story, which I'll go to first. Yiji, who said, my company only provides basic salary and a monthly medical allowance of 80 ringgit. That's all.
One tweet from Dilip Mutum, it says, though not officially in our contract, we are allowed to work from home 2 days a week. Plus, I have my own office, which used to be the norm, but is now a rarity in our business.
Mm.
Hmm. Okay, no, nothing here. But I just wanted to comment as well on this article about the FlexMed, which allows, you know, medical leave to be taken without need to produce a medical chit. I remember, I think like most companies, like definitely BFM, is 14 medical days leave, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, like in the 14 days, right, up to 14 days, I don't need to see a medical chit. I'm on MC today, right? And I think like only when it's up to over 14, then you're like, okay, what's the matter? Are you not well? Kind of thing. But I think like within 14 days, we don't need to see your leave, your chit, right? Like you were saying, I just got a cold. I just want to rest, right?
Yep.
I don't need antibiotics. I don't need medication. I just, you know. So that's good. Additional off day to celebrate the birthday.
Yes.
Okay? Because, you know, like I'm always never around my birthday.
That's
true. Last thing I want to do is to be with you.
Right. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. One thing we did do last year is we had a small kind of focus group here at the office where it was to do with health. Workplace health, and I was part of that discussion group. One of the things that we wanted to introduce was something we discussed here on BizBytes, which is the idea of the duvet day.
Right.
And a duvet day is not necessarily when you feel sick. It's not necessarily when, you know, there's something wrong with you. It could be just one of those days where you feel emotionally drained and you don't necessarily want to go to work and have all that stress. And as long as your work has been done, pretty much, and there's a way of any work that you need to be done can be evenly distributed and the team's okay with it,
right?
Then take a duvet day.
You know, or what we call time off, right?
A time out.
Especially time out. Especially now when we talk a lot about mental health.
Correct.
And that sort of thing, right?
So that's the other term for it is a mental health day,
Especially when people are becoming more and more comfortable with the term mental health days. Like before you had to come up with, a while ago, you had to come up with excuses to explain those kinds of things. Like, you know, make up reasons or, you know, something to explain why you're not going to be at work. But as more companies become more and more comfortable with the word mental health and they go like, yeah, we need to look after the mental health of our employees.
Mm.
Then it's okay if they say like, you know, I'm just either stressed out or there's burnout. I don't want to come to work. I'm just overly stressed and I don't want to be in an office setting.
Yeah.
And they're okay with that. So that shows a lot of, that's progressive.
It's progressive. And the way that you can kind of allow that to happen in a workspace and in a corporate environment is that you limit those amount of days that are available, right? I mean, we all get stressed throughout the year, but if you know you only have a finite amount of duvet days throughout the year, you're only going to use them when you really know that you really need to use them. You know, you're not going to be calling up every Monday saying, oh, I have tummy ache or I have migraine or whatever. You're going to use it when you've, you know, it's Thursday afternoon, you've been stressed all week, you know, and you just don't want to go, Mummy, I want to stay home today. It's like the Ferris Bueller kind of thing. I don't want to go into work today. Okay. And that's okay.
Okay, so another couple of things. The rest and refresh, and they've got a week off, right, during the Christmas and New Year's Day period, which is excellent, right? I think like you've got things to do, you've got things to do, but sort of like other than that, you've got time off. I like their Flex Fridays. Every second Friday of the month, they're allowed to leave at 12:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's not like built in into other hours. It's just that you're allowed to leave at 12:30, right?
The rest and refresh, though, we had a bit of a discussion about that. There are some companies that do it as a kind of forced week off, and they might use that to see how your team copes without you for a week. And then that can kind of be looked at as to how much of a workload you actually have and how much it impacts within your team as well. So as much as it sounds wonderful, there's also another side to it, of course,
which is where Arvin will be heading to. Back to the 30 days paternity leave also, I guess they give the father the flexibility of when to take it. Probably not, like in my case, right? Probably not necessarily doing the first 30 days. So during the first 30 days, I had the confinement lady. Well, I didn't have a confinement lady. I had two mothers, my mother and my mother-in-law, and a maid and all that. But I think like when I want to go back to work, that's like maybe 3 months down the road and I need someone then. I think that'll be very handy when the paternity leave comes into play. I mean, different for different people, but I think what I'm saying is the flexibility of when the person can take the paternity leave.
I mean, I'm just thinking if you've got your mother at home, your mother-in-law at home, and your maid at home, and then your husband at home, you don't want him there. Go back to work, please.
And you know you always get the most help after delivery, right? It's actually later on where you need the support a little bit more.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Music coming up from Mott the Hoople with the Golden Age of Rock and Roll, followed by R.E.M. with So Central Rain. When we come back, we'll be looking at some amazing perks from around the world, 16 companies that have amazing employee perks. We'll be cherry picking from some of those. And then wrapping up very shortly, of course, with the dark side of corporate perks. It's not all roses, ladies and gents. Short break then. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.